Hey Eagles, and happy Veterans Day. On today's episode, we will be discussing important decisions made by the Board of Regents, as well as an educational and therapeutic events and important information for both EMU students and the IPSC community. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. The Board of Regents has decided to extend President Smith's contract for 3 more years. In addition to the extension, President Smith will be receiving a raise. However, President Smith has decided to donate his bonus to the EMU Foundation, which helps students who struggle financially to pay tuition. President Smith became president of Eastern Michigan University in 2016. With this extension, he will be serving until 2024. Engineering students should be aware that EMU has agreed to partnership with Bibo Golf University in China. This partnership will last 15 years and allow students to receive a degree from both institutions. President Smith hopes to launch this exciting program in 9 months and hopes to have everything finalized in January or February of 2020. University of Michigan College of Engineering faculty member Aman Hazan Zandeh was apprehended by police for allegedly stealing secret files and sending them to his brother who lives in Iran. Hazan Zandeh's brother is connected to Iran's nuclear weapons industry. His charge includes interstate transportation of stolen property and fraud. U of M is cooperating fully with the FBI's investigation. Zeta Sigma Chi, Style, Alpha Pi Omega, Poetry Society, Club Lacrosse, and Club Hockey went to the Business and Financial Committee requesting a total of $77,828. Instead, the organizations only received $8,318.17. All of these orgs need funding to put on different events here on campus, like Style's annual fashion show or Poetry Society's annual MLK Week event, Color of Drums. The orgs also need money for traveling expenses for off-campus events. Here are the upcoming events for this week. Are you stressed? If so, head over to the Student Center at 2 p.m. in room 250, where students will be able to play with bunny rabbits, Flurry, and Ursula to get a break from reality and mingle with other eagles. For more information, visit eventbrite.com. On Tuesday from 6 to 7:30, the first session of the UACDC's Professional Development Workshop will take place. Speaker April Kalkowski will discuss resumes and cover letters. This event is LBC approved, but students will only receive LBC credit if they attend all 4 sessions. The following sessions will take place on January 13th, February 10th, and March 16th. On Tuesday, at the Science Complex in room 402 from 8 to 9 p.m., NSC Creative in the EMU Planetarium will celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission. This event costs $5. You can purchase tickets by calling 734-487-2282. You can also visit the EMU box office or visit emutix.com. On Wednesday at Quirksbongberg Theater from 6 to 7:30, there will be a workshop that provides information on what the arts management industry is like and what employers expect from you as a job candidate. Everyone is welcome to attend. This month's edition of Wellness Wolf will also take place Wednesday in McKinney Hall in room 348 from 4 to 6. This event invites students to come and pet therapy dogs to help release stress. This event is free to the public. On Thursday, Western Michigan University Professor Sally Hayden will have a Q&A session for students pursuing a doctorate degree in history and explain what kind of applicants universities are looking for. This will take place from 4 to 5 p.m. in Prairie Herald in room 306. At the Student Center on Friday, there will be a digital marketing workshop from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. This workshop will help provide insightful and new ways for you to market your client or organization. This event costs $50. If you are interested, you can register for this event at eventbrite.com or thedigitalmarketingworkshop.com. In Porter, there will be an advising session for future teachers to make sure that students are meeting all the new admissions requirements for the Initial Teacher Preparation Program. This advising session is LBC approved and is from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. Email coe_advising@emich.edu for more information or to register. On Saturday, in the 5th floor of the computer lab of Prairie Herald from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., the 11th Annual Computer Science High School Programming Competition will take place. This event is open to everyone, but is meant to support teachers and encourage high school students interested in computer science. EMU studio organists will show off their talent and musical skills at the Dueling Organist Show at Pease Auditorium on Sunday from 4 to 6. This event is open to the public and is LBC approved. Now let's take a look on what's going on in sports. On November 7th, the women's volleyball team defeated Central Michigan University with a score of 3-1. This is a great victory because Central is the top-ranked team in the MAC tournament. The team takes on Kent State on Saturday and will take on Ball State on November 15th. The men's basketball team defeated Salina Heights with a score of 93-51. Their next game is Tuesday, November 12th against Gashan. The women's basketball team was also victorious against Olivet with a score of 93-58. Their next game is November 16th against Youngstown State. Ty Eddington, a senior and defensive lineman, returned to the field after sustaining an injury that occurred on August 31st. The football season comes to an end on November 29th after a game against Kent State. Happy Monday, Eagles, and once again, happy Veterans Day. To all of our listeners, thanks again for tuning into the Eastern Echo podcast. We'll be back next Monday with an updated news briefing. This is Liz Horniak signing off.
The Eastern Echo podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kabunsug and produced by Riley Barnsdale. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo podcast.